Isso, que é futebol, claro, sim. Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 16th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy. Upfumi wenyika umnotro welizwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has revised downwards Zimbabwe's economic growth forecast to 1.4% from the initial projection of 2.7%.
The downward projection comes after the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, or ZIMSTAT, today said the country's consumer prices declined 1.64% year-on-year in April after contracting 2.31% in March. And on a month-on-month basis, prices fell 0.21 percentage points compared with a 0.12% dip in the previous month. Zimbabwe is in what economists call a deflationary economy, the opposite of inflation. Deflation is the side effect of increased unemployment, since there is a lower level of demand in the economy, which can lead to an economic depression.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, wonguka Gibbs, nasi tila utifan watuudze kuti varugura ramasei nekuti zvatirikunzwa kana hurumende yatenda nasi kuti zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Tarisiro yehurumende yekuti upfumi unge uchitikwire zvishoma gore rino kusvika pa 2.7 hurumende inenge yakanda mapfumo pasi iri kuti kwete pada kana uchikwira unongoti kwire zvishoma kusvika pa 1.4%. Tirikunzwawo veZimstat vari kutiwo mitengo yezvinhu muzvitoro yadzikira zvakanyanya nekuti hakuna vanhu vari kutenga zvinhu zvacho muzvitoro. Nekudaro zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi hazvina kumira zvakanaka, nyika inenge yonanga kumawere. Gipsy.
Ye, kunjalo ke zvino kandaba ndingachiona njani lapha likona kona ngapo ke ngemakaya tina lapha siyaphila sibilo kwamagama. Ye, udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje sikhangela umnotho weZimbabwe ocatshangelwa ukuthi ulakho ukuthuthuka nge-1.4% lonyaka. Kulalokho kwakucatshangelwa ekuqaleni komnyaka kuthiwa ungakuthuthuka nge-2.7%. Siphinde sezwa njalo ke iZimbabwe National Statistics Agency isithi khona intengo yempahla isiyehlile eZimbabwe. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona ngapho lapha likhona likubona njani, njalo lienelisa yini ukuthenga impahla yakhona. So nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, asitaking for it.
Unguka Gibbs, tuda kuti vateereri vange vachifona tichitaura navo kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sei ku nzvimbo dzose dzamuri kumativi mana ose enyika muchitudza kuti zvakamira sei panyaya yezvekudya. Uye Gibbs, parikunzi one masangano akaita sana World Food Program vanhu vemuZimbabwe vangatode kusvika mamiriyoni mana kana kuti 4 million varoda kuti vange vachibatsirwa nechikafu nenyaya yekuti mvura haina kunyatsonaya zvakanaka uyewo nyika haisi kunyanyokurudzira zvemadiridziro zvakaita semadhamu aya ekuti kana kwashayika mvura vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachiwana chouviri and I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Bulisani Ncube a Bulawayo businessman. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Ncube, it's good that we have you today again. So tell us, the Minister of Finance is saying that the economy is projected to grow by 1.4% instead of the initial 1.27%. What is your take on that?
I'm rather worried, and my question to the minister is, what does he smoke and drink to really come up with that kind of an analysis? My understanding of economic growth, that is measured in terms of an increase in the number of goods and services produced by that particular country. And I'm not even sure whether there has been any sector of the economy which has registered an increase in another aspect, let alone in terms of production, which goes. Our mining sector is declining, production sector is declining. How do you expect to grow? Surely this is why I'm saying, with all due respect, the minister should be surely telling the nation what he smokes and drinks, which we don't know. I'm not saying how that would happen. When people are losing jobs, companies are closing. Even those companies which are there are struggling. They are struggling to make ends meet. They can't even pay wages. You have companies which are in areas of 10, 15 months in terms of wages. Then you come in and tell people that the economy is growing. That won't happen. In fact, what you should be saying, the economy is going to decline and decline by even a higher percentage than the 2% you're talking about. That's what should be telling the nation. Let's be honest. And the one thing which you should not remember from the minister, you are talking of a minister who belongs to an institution which had 3-4 years ago promised the nation 2 million jobs. And those 2 million jobs have not come. But I think it has been true that the nation has lost 2 million jobs. So this is exactly what he is saying. Probably, like I'm saying, the reverse of what he's saying is the one which is taking place, not the other way around.
And let's talk about deflation, Mr. Ncube. We understand that prices are going down simply because people do not have any purchasing power. What is the situation like?
The coming down of prices, I will not dispute. I am on record saying the prices of goods and services in this country, they are just above the regional average. You take your fuel, for example. It is about 70 cents in Botswana. In fact, in Nepal, it is Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, South Africa. They are all less than $1 per liter of fuel. In Zimbabwe, that's $1.20. We are just far above everybody. Our prices we are overpriced. Even if we are using the dollar, I think our dollar is overvalued. And because of that overvalued, with the time, people will understand, and people will not be buying your goods.
Thank you so much. Regai tiende kuva tereri. Mkoma Ambrose Mpofu, makadi.
Hello.
Mkoma Ambrose.
Mkoma Ambrose. Hey, ndiripo.
Dzorai volume ye radio yenyu hatizonzwana nenenge yoita maungira.
Ndatovhara radio yacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu Mkoma Ambrose. Zvakamira sei? Muri kukwanisa here kutenga zvinhu munyika kana kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka?
Hazvina kumira zvakanaka kuti tikwanise kutenga zvinhu. Nenyaya yemari iri kunoita iyi. Manje hatizivi kuti tingaita sei kuti mari yacho tiwane plus vakuru vedu vatungamiriri vedu ava wano chinyango tipo wano ngotaura poka poka kutukana havazi kugadzirisa zvinhu MDC inenge chituka zvano zvani chituka MDC instead yekuti vagadzirise zvinhu mukuita basa rokutukana chero pari pamba chaipo mukaita basa rokutukana nemhuri mukagadzirisa chii hapana chamunogadzirisa vanhu ngavaite zvokugadzirisa zvinhu kwete kungotukana chete hazvina zvobetsera munongotukana imi muri mumuri vazvigaro zviri pamusoro kweisu tiri pasi todini
saka vampofu imi munorarama sei munorarama sei vampofu munoshanda here kana kuti munozviitira henyu mabasa emaoko
ndinoshanda shanda hangu izvezvi ndotori pabasa hangu
saka zviri kufamba hazvo munokwanisa kuona mari nenguva here yemuoro
tinowana muoro tinomuwanawo chero mushoma zviri nani nekuti tinozviwanawo
asi ko zvinhu
zviremewa vamwe vasingawani kumabasa
saka ko zvinhu muzvitoro tiri kunzwa kuti mitengo iri kudzikira nekuti vanhu havasi kutenga iichokwadi here munodya sei pazuva
isati tambozviona isu upfuiko zvino hwataimbotenga last month but one hwakatokwira one
hwanga huchiita marii
hwaimboita $5.50 iko zvino hwakuma $5.80
upfu huri kutowedzera
zvinoti takambopa studio 7 vaibvunza vachiti haupa hatikwidzi nyange mabagwa achibva kunze kwenyika asi iko zvino vakwidza
aiwa panobva paita dambudziko aiwa asi tinokutendai zvikuru vamupofu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
nesuwo tinokutendaiwo zvikuru
tinotenda zvikuru
right,
you heard from Mr. Mpofu there he's saying that is not happy that politicians spend most of their time trading pubs instead of coming together and resolve the country's problems. And he's saying he's working, although, you know, the salary is not that much, but at least he is doing something. And he's also saying that when it comes to the price of millimeal, it has actually gone up by about 30 cents, if my calculation is right. So he's saying, you know, I think like what Mr. Ngwe was saying, that people do not even feel it when the prices are going down because some goods are actually overpriced.
Yes, well, Baba Ngwe, konapoke, goblawayo. Ngasu kangeleke ngezo mno tola Baba Ngwe. Kumenja, goblawayo konam. Baba Ngube ukonekwani? Ngalo baba bulisani Ngube ukonekwani?
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the economy. As you know by now, the finance minister is actually revised downwards the projection for the country's economic growth. Initially, when he presented his budget, he had said that the government is expecting that the economy will grow by about 2.7%. This has dipped to 1.4%, which means the government is admitting that all is not well. Tinemwe mutereri mukoma Robert variparunare. Makadi mukoma Robert. Aiwa tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu muri kuonawo sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi
zvinhu hazvinambomira mushe mufungo yenyu mukomadzinamukuru anongotiparira ngoma uyeutongaripo vangoridzwa ngoma vasewapo kana tadza kuziva kuti nyika iri kuenda kupa hatadii zviri kufamba sei vana vari kudyei taitatombochinja zvinhu zvatombochinjwa izvi
asi vanhu muri kuregista here kuvhota here mukoma Robert tingangoti vanhu ngavamwe ngaauye ivo vanhu vacho vasiri kuvhota ka muri kuregista kuvhota aiwa ndo zvakanaka taurai taura henyu mukoma Robert
takatovhota tikatombuiza takabiza chaizvo
my elections haana kufambiswa bush
haana kufambiswa mushe vakuru vacho vanobava ezvinezvi kwende uno mtuke kia adai wa jato bushinja tupila kana United Nations kai.
Saka panya dzezve upfumi muri kuonawo sei zviri kufamba sei munharaunda yenyu?
Ma hapana kana hakuna mari. Hakuna mari, chikafu chikafu hachiri kunetsa, hakuna kana chikafu chese vanhu vakufa nenzara.
Hapana rubatsiro ruri kuya rwakati tsvikiti.
Ari kutiwawo nekuti unobva mumba mani, kuti wabuda mumba mani vamwe vadzi haa unotigatisa kana usiisiri zani kamuwani.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Robert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard from Robert there, Gibbs is saying that to him, the only solution is a change of government. But unfortunately, he's complaining that the previous elections were rigged. But he's saying that there's a growing food crisis. And the other problem is that there's a lot of politicization when it comes to distributing the food that is coming from donors. And he's also concerned that Mr. Mugabe is spending a lot of time outside the country. He's saying that, you know, any event, recently he was in Uganda for the inauguration of President Yoweri Museveni, and he's saying that it appears the president is out of touch, you know, because most of his time is outside the country. That's where he spends most of his time, not talking to people and hearing their concerns.
I think I saw a picture this weekend of the president in a kitchen, you know, where he was drinking something. I don't know what he was
drinking. That was in Gutu.
Some people are saying it's traditional beer or something.
That was a traditional brew, yes.
And the president is a Catholic. So I've seen a lot of, you know, stories, people writing, all that kind of thing on social media. Very exciting stuff, eh? So I still remember when we were growing up, you could see some elderly people drinking from the kitchen, you know, using that coach, you know. So it's exciting, right?
Indeed, indeed.
Now, there's a message on Facebook here from Kapelani Somfula. Opale City, ngamanga luhlaza choko, kwenge konoko kurunywa kutua umnoto ungazani uya tutuka nge 1.4%. Njalo kungamanga luhlaza choko futi ukuti intengo yempahla yehla kakhulu. So what he's saying here is, you know, all this is lies. There's no economy that is going to grow by 1.4%. And at the same time, you know, he says it's not true at all that, you know, prices are going down. He says all this is just lies. Sike sizweke sesilo mlaleli lapha ecingweni umnomzana uwila timoyo. Ba moyo ungawuchona njani?
Chonile tembo kunjani
baba? Ah, impilile sibili moyo kunjani kona ngaphelo kwakho?
Hayi, silobela kunzima baba indlala.
Indlala itshanjani akusitshele kulambo kunjani indlala kodwa?
Eyi, madoda, thina siphethe abantu sibona izika lapha. Njengoba lisazi ukuthi imukansila kawadi 29 lapha silobela abantu, abantwana kabasayi ezikolo, sebesidla imbhida benatha netiye. Kulobu nzima obesabelayo la.
So ke akusitshele ukuthi kuthiwa umnotho uza kuphuka kancane uye ku-1.4%. Bekucatshangela ukuthi kuzaba yi-2.7%. Wena ukubona njani khonokho?
Akula mnotho ozakhuphuka dube. Into ekhona abangalelo kufuze ukuthi babeyazi ukuthi laba bantu ominisi eChinamata bengena embusweni ngo-2013 babehamba behlabela besithi boramugeti begobe izikhipha namakepesi bathi into zizalunga. Baze bagobe izikhipha ezivalwe indigenized employee leadership bani bani. Akusebenzile into sokufike ekuchineni kabhesi ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bakubone ukuthi la maqhegu ekhulile kabaselafulani abazukulu babo bonke baselondon base-australia base-asia basemalaysia le thina lapha eZimbabwe esihlala lapha thina yithe sizakunya ngendlala kuphela nangemsebenzi. I-economy ngamanye amazwi ithina mathuthelilizwe ukuthi esasilithembise khona sasilithela amanga kathethi akusela nto ezakwenzakala bakathi sebhi ku-2018 ke kuma-elections. They are just buying time, akula projection ekhona. They are clueless. Yikwehluleka kwamaqhegu nje abantu abadala abangasazi ukuthi benzenjani. So kudinge ukuthi sibone ukuthi sifake abantu abangakwazi ukurana i-economy abayibhidlizileyo ebidalwe yi-inclusive government. manje sebebodwa ku-government babekareti inclusive government yekayisebenzeke manje they are alone as ZANU PF. There's nothing asebekwenzile abakwenzile kuphela ukuthi babhidlize umnotho wethu babulala abantwana bezimbabwe ngendlala.
Lokhu-ke ukuthiwa-ke intengo yempahla ingani iyehla ukubona njani kunangapho?
Lokho Dube, intengo yempahla iyehla mpela siyakubona, kodwa-ke ngazi yehle izathengwa ngani. Akula mali abantu kabala mali. Uyazi izalukazi zemakhaya ngapha namaxhedwa kithi uyaphela umnyaka engazange akabamba idola nje yodwa. Ibunzima bokuthi impahla ngaze yehle ngaze kuthiwa iyi-five bobo. I-Facebook leyo uzayithatha ngapha akwazi uyibone, ungayibona phi izokuthiwa kula mntu odobha imali, kungafonela loba ngubani kakho umntu akwathi kuke wadobha i-25 cents phansi ngoba akusela mali vele ihambile imali. I-economy sebeyehlulekile laba madoda. Uthandirayi nguye yedwa ophethe isikhiye okufuze ukuthi bamnikeze indawo yokuthi avule i-economy into zihambe ngoba nguye yedwa umuntu ololwazi ongenza izinto zihambe. Laba abanye nje bangithi ibhora mgesi engasoziziphikise ndawo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi ukhulume kukhona ngapho-ke esilobela ukhulumela izakhamizi njalo uzikhulumela ukhulumela lebandla lakho njalo nje Mnumzana Moyo, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Yabonga
Mthembu. Ye, ungathini lakusasa. Uphenduke phela ungathi nyapheli.
Hayi, lingifonele lana emini sikhulumele izindaba eziningi.
Hayi, kulungile. Emoyo baba, sibongile.
Edu.
Ye, so that was Ward 29, you know, Councillor Mr. Willard Moyo. He's in Silobela in the Middles province. So you are saying that, you know, the situation is really dire in his ward. And many kids are dropping out of school, you know. They're drinking tea with vegetables. And, you know, kids can't really cope with life. At the end of the day, he says, yes, prices may be going down a little bit, but people don't have any dollars. They don't have any money. If somebody manages to get 50 cents, it's a big, big kind of bonus, you know. Not even bonus. It's a jackpot for that kind of person. So he says, at the end of the day, the situation is really bad. You went on to say that, you know, the ZANU-PF kind of government has actually failed. It promised to give people jobs or create an environment for, you know, having a lot of jobs. But that hasn't happened. So at the end of the day, he says, all what they're doing now is to wait for the 2018 general polls. Yes. Yes, this is okay. Umnumzana Daniel, I was going to go. Baba Daniel, how are you? Yes,
I'm
fine. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you?
Ngikhuluma ngisejombe.
Ye, Jombe kunjani? Impuphu ikhona kwalapho? Impuphu ikhona yini?
Ye, impuphu iyatholakala kancane ezitolo.
Imali-ke ikhuphuka intengo kumbe iyehla intengo?
Hhayi, ikhanya ikhuphukile kancane ngoba emavikini adlulileyo itholakala ama-10 kg etholakala ngama-$5 nama-$5 30 kusiya ngomhlobo wempuphu.
So kathesi isiyimalini
kathesi? Kathesi isisenza $5 $60,
$5.70. Aha. Enye impahla ke la ekhuphuleyo ngabe yiphi? Enye impahla njalo?
Hayi, okunye kukhanya ngani lokhu ekumi kunjalo ngaphandle kwempuphu nje. Ye, khanya ngani ikhuphukile.
Ye, uyakhuluma njalo lo minister uthi khona ukhanya umnotho weZimbabwe ulakho ukuthi ukhuphuke nge-1.4%. Kulalokho kade kucatshangelwa kwe-2.7%. So wena ukubona njani khona ukuthi nxa ungakhuphuka kancane kulalokho kade kucatshangelwa?
Mina ngokubona kwami angiboni umnotho ukhuphuka ngoba nxa sikhangele ngendlela imali eswelakala ngayo sikhangele inyanga le edlulileyo izisebenzi ziswele imali emabhanga. Sibese sikhangela sibone ukuthi pho-ke uyakhutshulwa yikuyini, nanku phela ezitolo kuzaswelakala umuntu ozathenga uzabe ethenga ngani.
Kukhanya kuyahlupha
singakhangela futhi ngendlela leyi okukhulunywe ngayo ngu-Reserve Bank Governor esithi khona khona uzaletha ama-bond note. Ngokubona kwami mbonani ukuza kwama-bond note kuzayenza ukuthi imali le esiyisebenzisa e-America nayo inyamalale kancane. Nxa singathi siyakhangela sibe sisebenzisa ama-coins angama-rands. So ukuthenga ukuintroduce kwama bond coins sabona ukunyamalala kwama coins ama rands.
So kwafana ukuthi kuzanyamalala futhi ama US dollar ngokubona kwakho.
Yeah, ngokubona kwami phela.
Aha. Ulomlayezo lo bani ungatshela abantu bese baba?
Hayi, umlayezo lo enginawo ngabantu beZimbabwe ngokuthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi abantu basukume batshengisele mhlawumbe ngawo lawa ama-bond note, batshengisele ukuthi hhayi kabawafuni ukuthi azi ngoba nxa singathulisela ama-bond note angeni mina mbona nithi zabuyela kubo-2008.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba khona ngapho Daniel Ejombe, ungadinela kusasa uphenduke njalo nje baba.
Hhayi, nami ngiyabonga.
Ye, sibongele kakhulu. So that was Mr. Daniel is in Jombe, communal lands. That is the Midlands province as well. So you're saying that, you know, when you look at millimil, prices have been going up. For example, he says the 10 kg pack of millimil was between $5 and $5.30. So he says it has gone up to, you know, $5.60 up to $5.70. So depending on the brand that you're buying. So he says, you know, it's not true that some of these basic commodities, they're actually dropping prices, in prices, I mean. So he says, in fact, it's the opposite. But some, a few, have remained at the same price. And then he says, in terms of economic growth, he says, this is just daydreaming. Because, you know, there's no cash in the country. So he says, if there's no cash, how do you, you know, play around with the economy? Because, you know, the economy goes by people spending, you know. If people don't spend anything, the economy is, I think he's a great economist, this guy.
To our listeners and viewers, don't forget that tomorrow it will be the youth program, The Connection, and also on Thursday it will be the women's round table. For what is in store tomorrow on the youth program, let's just take a listen.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow when we will discuss the viral This Flag movement calling on Zimbabweans to demand their rights and hold the government accountable.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
So, of course, don't forget to tune in tomorrow, the youth program, The Connection, with Tatenda Gumbo and Ntungamili. Back to our program, of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the economy. Tinemwe mtereri vabote, magadi.
Magadi, zenye mkoma.
Aywa, tiripo, murukona sei mamiru akaita zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi.
Tinotanga kutaura ndechekuti hurumende yemusangano wezano iyi havana vachave havana tsitsi.
Sei muchidaro?
Ya, havana tsitsi nekuti vanhu vari kuomerwa noupenyu. Taomerwa mabasa hakuna vana ezvinezvi vamwe. Vana vadzoka vairoja vadzoka mudzimba dzavabereki wavo mumaguta umu. Saka zvikuru azva kuti mwana haasi kukwanisa kurodya kubasa kwaanenge achienda ikoko kanotora mazuru mumwedzi akati kuti asingapiwe mari achingopiwa mari yekuendesa kubasa chete yetransport.
Saka vanhu vari kurarama nei?
Zvinhu zvakatooma iye zvinoizvi vakuda kuedza futi kuda kutodzorera situation ye2008 iyaiyo yekuda kudzora mabhondi nemabhera cheksi.
Vabote, ndauti mumbo brambe makabata kudaro na mai ya muzorori variparu nare zvakare. Chimboramba makati bate show matichadzoka kwa muri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. You can also go on our Shona English and Ndebele Facebook pages. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.